Tammy Moore of Flint was only 3 months old when she made the 8,700-mile journey from Vietnam to Michigan.
I came over April 26, 1975, and that was one of the last planes.
Moore was one of 3,000 children brought to America during Operation Baby Lift in 1975, reported in this Defense Department video.
One of the final airlift operations in Southeast Asia was the evacuation of thousands of refugees just prior to the fall of the South Vietnamese government.
Moore arrived in Detroit with little more than the clothes she was wearing.
The time that Operation Baby Lift happened, when the orphanages were going so fast to get the babies out, a lot of the paperwork was either destroyed or put on fire.
She was raised in Troy. Her parents and three older brothers were all white, which prompted some interesting interactions that still stick with her today.
And people like giving those weird looks, and then, you know, my parents maybe would have to explain to strangers that I was adopted or something like that.
Now a professional with her own family, Moore has searched for any sign of her biological family. But like many adoptees, the search has hit dead end.
The adoption agency that I went through is no longer, so a lot of their records are not available.
She is not alone. Thousands of Vietnamese orphans were brought to the U.S. in the 1970s with little, if any, paperwork. Most were the half-American babies of servicemen, but many South Vietnamese parents also placed their children in orphanages, thinking it was the safest place to be during wartime. That may be the case of Moore, who grew up believing she was Amerasian, but learned through a DNA test that may not be the case.
It did say I was all Asian. It said I was like a little bit of Northern Asian and Southern, and majority of Southern Asian.
DNA testing completed half of the puzzle for another Vietnamese adoptee, Tony Harrison, who I talked with via Skype.
As records say that I was born in 1972, not quite sure what month. I'm a mixed race baby. My father would have been Black American and my mother was a Vietnamese.
You may wonder, with that kind of ethnic background, why does Harrison have a British accent? While the UK did not have troops in the conflict, families in England, Germany, Australia, and Canada also adopted Vietnamese orphans. Harrison's British parents adopted children from many ethnicities, but she recalled always standing out.
I'm Vietnamese, born in the Vietnam War, but however, I look very black. The identity crisis in my life has always been a problem.
Like Tammy Moore in Michigan, Tony Harrison took a DNA test to learn more about her heritage. She got an unexpected surprise.
So when I found, you know, the first cousin link I got on Family Finder Tree was basically like a fifth or fourth cousin. And after contacting some of the family, my distant cousins I found, I mean, I think the first word one of my cousins said was, "Welcome home. You found your family."
Her curiosity about her family only grew from there. She tried more tests over the course of several years, and then found her biological father.
I never thought it would happen. You know, you're looking for a man in the whole of the United States. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. I never thought that I would ever speak to my father in this lifetime.
Harrison found her father in North Carolina. But before she could talk to him, there was a new set of uneasiness.
Being a product of war, there was three reasons why I was here. I have always had that on my mind as a, you know, growing up. Which one am I? Am I a rape situation, a prostitute situation, or was I a love situation?
In late September, Harrison used Skype to see and hear from her biological father for the first time.
And I said, "Oh my God, Dad, I really can't believe I'm talking to my father." And he said, "I can't believe I'm talking to my daughter." And it was so lovely.
Harrison learned her father now lives in a nursing home after being paralyzed in a car accident. She also learned she had five half-siblings born before he served in Vietnam.
To hear him actually say, "I love you," is surreal.
Then she learned how she was brought into the world.
He lived with my mother for a year and a half, and that he loved my mother very much. So to hear his voice to say those words took the most amazing weight off my shoulders, and it made me a free person. He knew that I was expected, and she was carrying me. However, he got orders to leave. He was a drill sergeant in Saigon. He had a call to leave under orders, and he knew basically from that call he wouldn't see my mother, and he would never see me. He didn't even know if I was a boy or girl.
Relieved of pain and filled with answers, Harrison will fly from the UK to North Carolina this month to meet her father and extended family face to face. All the while, she is still looking for her biological mother. But she holds no malice for being orphaned.
The story is not black and white, why our mothers give us up. I'm a great believer that a lot of the mothers, our biological mothers, were very scared. They were very young. Obviously, they knew they were carrying GI babies, and they had to give us up under either pressure from their own families.
Back here in Michigan, Tammy Moore is active in groups to learn about Vietnamese culture. And like thousands of other Vietnamese orphans, Moore hopes that she will one day get answers about the beginning of her story.
I think my history and my life is a puzzle. And if I can find out little pieces, great. If not, then I guess that's just how life is supposed to be.